From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Early this morning, the CEO of AT&T Wireless signed a merger agreement with the nation's number two cell phone provider, Singular. The deal, if finalized, will create the nation's largest cell phone company, surpassing Verizon. The terms of the agreement have raised a few eyebrows. Singular is offering to pay shareholders of AT&T Wireless hundreds of millions of dollars more than the company's current market value. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
In horse racing, hitting the trifecta means picking a winning combination of horses. AT&T Wireless CEO John Zyglis borrowed this term to describe his company's merger with Singular.
Today's announcement is the perfect trifecta. The first winners are our shareowners. We've delivered up an eye-popping real-life example of what the financial textbooks call maximizing shareowner value.
Zyglis is referring to the generous deal negotiated for AT&T Wireless shareholders. Singular will pay shareholders $15 for shares of stock that yesterday were valued at under $12.
The second winners in the trifecta are customers. The combination of AT&T Wireless and Singular will create a grand new number one company in the U.S. wireless industry.
The reason Singular is willing to shell out so much cash for AT&T Wireless is because it sees such strong long-run potential. Singular CEO Stan Sigmund threw out a few stats to explain.
Within the next 5 years, the number of Americans with wireless phones is expected to increase from around 150 million today to more than 200 million.
Of course, it's not clear which wireless company these 50 million new customers will choose, if in fact they do decide to get cell phones, but Sigmund says both new and existing customers will benefit from new competition and reduced costs. Joining the two wireless providers, he says, will position the merged company as a wireless leader in 97 of the top 100 markets. The company would be able to roll out new services faster and maximize connectivity and reception. Scott Cleland is an analyst with the independent Precursor Group.
And what this combines is two networks of 900 megahertz spectrum, which is the very robust, strong spectrum that people can use and use their phones in elevators or in parking garages.
The two companies say they expect to start saving an estimated $1 billion a year by 2006. There's no word yet on how many jobs would be eliminated, but it's virtually certain that cuts will be coming.
You know, you don't need two CEOs, you don't need two PR departments, you don't need two advertising agencies. So there's a lot of overhead. And then over time, it'll have the resources to provide some of the best coverage and best quality and customer service.
But improved customer service is not a given as companies get bigger. The merger of AT&T Wireless and Singular will leave about four or five competitors in most major markets, and the smaller ones will have to compete on strategies other than size. Jay Ellison is chief operating officer of U.S. Cellular, one of the competitors. He says he doesn't view today's merger as a threat.
We make of the deal, and I make of the deal, that is one of the anticipated consolidations that have been talked about in the industry.
A consolidation that could open up opportunity for U.S. Cellular.
For us, it does go beyond. Customer service is clearly a very important aspect in delivering customer satisfaction, and we're going to continue to compete on our strategy of being the best in providing customer satisfaction.
The Singular AT&T Wireless merger is subject to both shareholder approval and federal regulatory approval. Analysts say the merged company may have to divest of a few assets in places where it would have too much of the market share. Despite these challenges, Singular and AT&T Wireless executives say they plan to have the deal closed by the fourth quarter of this year. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.